Fractures in the Western Alliance. Maloney challenges E3 legitimacy ahead of G7. Britain, France, and Germany, the so-called E3, are preparing to press President Trump on his Ukraine peace plan at the upcoming G7 summit, but the united European front they hope to project is already fraying. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni told Parliament that the Franco-German axis lacks legitimacy to negotiate on behalf of all of Europe, and called for a dedicated EU envoy on Ukraine, framing the dispute not as procedural quibbling, but as a fundamental challenge to how European foreign policy is made. Meloni's intervention carries strategic weight beyond procedure. Italy is the Eurozone's third largest economy, and her objections, if they succeed in fragmenting the European position before the G7 opens, could hand Trump additional leverage to pursue a negotiated settlement on Ukraine, one that may involve territorial concessions that the E3 has sought to resist. Trump has consistently signaled interest in reducing American overseas commitments, a posture that sits uneasily alongside European calls for sustained support of Ukrainian resistance. Russia, meanwhile, applied pressure of its own, warning Armenia over its post-Soviet alliance membership. Armenia has been gradually shifting toward the West since the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, illustrating how smaller states navigate between great powers in an increasingly multipolar environment, dependent on Russian security guarantees, yet disappointed by Moscow's support during recent crises. On a separate front, a bipartisan Senate bill targeting the ongoing civil war in Sudan with new sanctions advanced this week. The legislation reflected growing recognition that the Sudan conflict, despite receiving less media attention than Ukraine or the Middle East, has produced one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with an estimated 25 million people in need of assistance. The bipartisan nature of the Senate response suggested it remains one of the few areas of remaining consensus in American foreign policy.